Unit 6. Age. Recording 1. 1.
I don't think there's any hard and fast rules, so for me, any time is the right time. I began when I was 6, but then again, I knew someone who started when they were almost 50, and she's still going strong, now she's over 70. You're never too old. I suppose the key is how much time you have to practice and your motivation. My parents let me try out different instruments and eventually I chose the violin. That's important too. I'm not sure my parents were too happy about my choice though. They had to put up with years of me sounding like a dying cat.
2.
I think there's actually a legal minimum age in some countries, something like 35. But in my opinion, it should be at least 50. Otherwise, you just don't have enough experience to do it. But then, of course, you have to strike a balance between maturity and energy. You need to be able to react quickly to events and survive sometimes on very little sleep. So, yeah, someone in their 50s or maybe 60s could manage, but no older than that.
3.
I couldn't really give a number at all, since I can't state what's right for other people. I think it has to do with giving yourself enough time to get to know yourself and to understand your relationship together well enough so that neither of you will create an unhealthy environment for the child. Some people say there's never a right time, but I think there's definitely a wrong time, too soon.
4.
Lots of people I know didn't know what they wanted to do with their life when they were 20, and they still don't know now they're over 40. But seriously, it's okay to decide young if you have a real vocation, you know. You've always wanted to be a doctor or an engineer or something like that. But most of us don't have much idea when we leave school. So I reckon the best idea is to try out lots of things to see what you enjoy and develop lots of general skills. That worked for me. Most companies need staff who can get on with other people and can communicate their ideas clearly, and who have reasonable computer skills and things like that.